Okay, Pete, what's your next pleasure? I don't know. What do you think, Houston?
You're looking in good shape. You can press on along the traverse over to Sharp Crater.
Okay. And what you think? Well, you already got a snapshot of this, didn't you, Pete? Wait. Sharp Crater. It's funny. I can't locate it.
Pete, from your present position, that's about 400 feet southwest.
Nice one, 400 feet south.
Yeah, it's got to be that hill right there.
About right there?
Right here.
Okay, let's try.
Alright, now we want to get the core tube and the gas sample and a bunch of good things, right, Houston?
That's affirmative, Pete. All those good things at Sharp Crater.
Gotta find it first.
Al, you can go ahead and put that diverter valve to your choice. Your feed water pressure is holding even, looks as though it's working well, it's slightly lower than nominal.
Okay, Houston.
Sharp Crater, where are you?
Got a pinpointed peak?
No, I can't find it.
Oh, I'm going in about the right direction.
There's one right over here, to kind of more to your right. I'm looking down zero phase, you know, and that's...
There it is. It's got to be it right there. Hey, I see it. Boy, there's big fragments out here. Say that again.
You got the shovel?
I sure do. Good boy.
Well, that's not it either.
Why don't we stop here and look at the chart a little bit more closely? Man, does that lem look small back there?
I tell you what, I better get a tie anyhow. Look at the chart.
Okay.
Okay. Roger, you're going to give us a backside survey at that point, Pete?
Yeah. Make it a full pan. Darn far out, I might as well.
Okay, a full pan over when you get to Shark. We show you 1+2-3 into the EVA, and we're looking to leave Sharp Crater around 1+5-1, so you got lots of time.
I got a fine check.
Hey, I kind of agree with you. Where is it?
I don't know. It should be right here. I got a... How big is Sharp Crater?
That's pretty small. It looks to me to be about 30 meters.
Okay, I got it. It's right here in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the... So.
Okay. A little box. Yours. Eight. This has got to be Sharp Crater right here. We'll try that double core tube in there.
All right.
Yeah, this got a nice white rim, a white rim on it. In fact, the rim of this looks pretty much like the area we kicked over on the previous craters. I'm not sure this is Sharp Crater, but let's use it anyway because there's the only one out here.
I know, I can see nothing down here.
This thing ain't Rosella.
We're estimating the diameter of Sharp Crater, Pete, for about 40 feet.
40 feet, huh?
Now, this may be it.
This is it.
That'll be it.
Got a nice raised rim on it.
Yeah, look at that.
That's raised up about, what'd you say, 2 feet?
And the trouble is, I'm running zero phase. That's why I could never see.
Oh, yeah, look at that. This is the same color as all that subsurface material.
Awful soft in here, watch it. fish. Holy Christmas, look at the bottom of that. So you know something, Houston? Hey, Houston.
Go ahead, Pete.
It's like blast effect coming out of it. Looks like it's got blast effect radial all the way around. This has got to be fairly fresh to the gear. Look at that, Al. Isn't that neat? We might get some pictures of that.
Okay.
I don't know what to set it on, 74, I guess. I'm not that far away.
Boy, the rim is soft here, isn't it?
There is. Quite a bit softer than the others. But look at the radial spray pattern. Look at that. I guess I'm supposed to drive a what? Double core tubing or something?
I set that baby up. Look at that.
Skip. We got a big trench.
Al, we'd like to get the trench site.
I set that baby up. Look at that. Skip. We got a big trench.
Al, we'd like to get the trench site sample there, and you can hold off on that double core tube until you get over to Halo Crater.
Okay. Good.
Are we supposed to look left for Copernican range here, too?
There's no way to tell a difference. contact-wise. You agree, Al?
There's no way. Now, this one is fresh enough so that you can see, like you say, some of the rays. But any crater older than this, there doesn't appear to be any way to tell the material from inside the crater from that that was there when, right on the surface before the crater was formed. There's no differentiation at all. Let's see, which sample do you want now?
Now, we're looking for the trench site sample. That includes the environmental sample, a trench, and the gas analysis you can put in there, too.
Okay, we'll do the whole smash here for you.
You want it right in the crater rim? That's what it says.
That's affirmative. That'd be perhaps the easiest and the best place to do it. And you can get that one core tube down in the bottom of the trench.
Yep. Okay, Pete, before you do that, you're going to have to lift this up so that I can take the sample out. 8-1, can't be right with you, okay? You going to do it right there? Okay, lift it up now, I'm going to reach in and grab. This will be the one for the soil here. But one thing I've noticed, you've been carrying the tools, and although you're gloved, you don't feel any of the temperature here. That's out nice and bright, but it's nice and cool in here, except when you're carrying something metal, like the hand drill carrier, or the shovel or something. Then your hand starts to get warm.
Could you get out of the...
Okay. Yeah,
could you just slide a little bit?
Okay, let me slide right over here. That's a new one.
Oh, wait a minute, I gotta get it over here.
Hey, Houston.
Pete, go ahead.
You take a picture before, Al.
No?
Yeah. Nothing, Houston. We're okay. I'll take one right now, Pete. That'd be a good spot right there, I believe. Okay, go ahead, Pete. Wow, you drive 3 core tubes down there.
Your cut is soft.
Yeah, get down about 8 in there. He's digging in the, digging a nice...
Wait, let me get the trench pictures.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we have some numbers along with those pictures.
Okay, we'll have to get them to you, Houston. We've been delinquent there. Fine gray, very fine soil here. Okay, Al. Okay, I'm ready to take a look at my, what's the number? Okay, you're on number 105, Al. That's okay, watch right cameras with you because you've been there on 50. Okay? Okay, all right. Now, what do you want to do, fill out with dirt?
We sure do.
Fill the big container with dirt.
Pete, we copy you're on 105.
Be careful now.
We copy you.
Interesting. Oh, Pete, it didn't go in. That's okay.
That stuff is really funny.
Now I can't see the trench.
I know you can't. That's a boy.
Yeah. Let's get organized.
Back up.
And if you hit it in there, try to tap it. Maybe it'll come out.
You gotta come this way.
Okay. See, what's happening is my arm is being turned by the cable. There. Maybe you could grab that handle closer to the thingamajig there.
Yeah.
When you lift it up. Okay, we need some more. There you go.
Wait a minute.
There, that's the game.
Wait a minute.
That's the game.
Yeah, lock it up
on it that way. Well, you still need some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more scoop ought to do it, though.
Ah, that's a thought.
That's your thought. You're getting close to the crater. You get about 10% of it.
There you go.
Boy, do one more, or is that good?
Okay.
One more, and you'll make it.
That's far.
Isn't anything holding it together?
It takes me back to my fucking
husband, and I just, you know, you're one of the swing things in every dress.
Okay, that's it.
tight and full. You know, let me put the lid on. I'm sorry, but I just have to put there too. Okay. Can I help you with that? Wait, Adam, why don't you? I hold this and you get the lid. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, let go. Well, I got it. Hey, you put the lid on, all right? There's the lid.
Boy.
Right on the top. Just the next dirt came from about 8 inches down. Wait a minute.
Copy, 8 inches down, and what's the sample bag number on that?
This is the deep trench sample on the
sample the core tube sample from the end from the bottom and also the gas analysis sample.
Okay, we need some little rock fragments for that fish.
Roger, that's surface rock fragments.
Give me a second. Yeah, we're gonna get a hold of them. Gotta find it first. Get them in there anyway.
You got some rocks in the gas analysis, and would you also confirm that you've gotten the environmental sample?
We got the environmental sample, we got the
just
the core tube.
Your push speed motor is back up to nominal and it all looks good.
Okay, thank you very much, Houston. Those bright shiny ones?
Yep, 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 yep.
We get a shot of it. Just a second, Pete.
Okay.
Okay, got a picture of them.
And my shovel.
There's your shovel.
It's for Halo Crater.